supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are some of the biggest mental health concerns that are facing people who survived the fire in Hawaii?
Well, of course, they suffer from complex trauma. It's not just that they were traumatized. It's that everything they had is gone. The life they had is gone. And because it's a fire, there are tiny particles that they inhale that can cause cognitive deficits. They're calling this fire brain. And the trauma also causes cognitive deficits. And what happens, they can be pretty significant, like walking into a room and not knowing why you're there, or seeing something and not knowing what it is, not just where it is, but what it is. There's stories of people who work 60 hours a week, constantly busy, and they can't get out of bed. They've got no motivation to do anything. So these are life-altering things, and they come specifically a result of fire.
So what can people do? What's important for those who have survived this devastating fire?
Just a general statement here. You know, I've told the metaphor of the redwood trees that my friend told me have very shallow root systems. And I said, so how do they stand? And she said they grow close together and their roots interlock. And that's how they survive. That's how they get their stability. We need each other desperately, especially when we're traumatized. So we have to turn to other. One of the byproducts of this trauma, especially with fire brain, is you feel alone. You feel that you're the crazy one and everybody else is okay. But when you meet with kindred spirits, or when you're surrounded with people who care for you, who love you, that's going to allow you to take a deep breath. So that's, for my money, that's the most critical. Interlock roots with those around you. Now, there's many other things one can do, and that's some basic mental health strategies is, eat well and sleep if you can. I mean, that's nice on paper, but if you can, you know, eat well and try to sleep. Give yourself time to adjust. Don't make demands on yourself. Have a little compassion for the person that you are. It does take time. Connect with people who love you. Try to find a way to communicate your internal experience best you can. Routines. Establishing routines helps a great deal, whatever the routine is. But it helps an awful lot to know what you need to do at 10 and know what you need to do at 12. It gives your life a sense of stability.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike. And